Yeah, there's a bell rung there, so we'll just, obviously, with the new rules there, he couldn't come back, so we'll see how he is tomorrow.
Do you have a test here?
Well, the docs do their preliminary, and then, so he'll have to go home and probably do the test at home, the full test.
That was away from the play. I wasn't looking at it.
Nobody saw it. I think it was Gregoire, but I think it was just one of those where they're both turning different directions, and he just clipped them and got him right over the eye.
Is he better than he was? Has he shown?
Yeah, no, he's feeling a lot better now.
You were here as recently as 2 years ago. What's it like to be on the visitor's bench?
Well, it's a lot different stand on that side. I hadn't been there before, but you know, obviously the atmosphere was electric, and you know, I knew it was going to be loud, and it certainly was, and made for exciting times. Certainly a wild start to the game, and but in saying that, you know, it was hard. Our guys, we were lost two forwards. You know, we were out two forwards fairly quickly, and so we were sucking on wind there for quite a bit of that game.
You're down to eight forwards at one point for a couple minutes.
It's tough. I mean, obviously, it wears, and that ice was a little bit heavy, and so it wore on guys, and it's hot in here, and you know, being on the road, all those things probably didn't add up to being favorable for us.
You had planned to play Sanford just two periods?
I did. I just felt that atmosphere there, and it was just, you know, it was going pretty good. It was a 3-1 game, and you know what, Curtis wanted to stay too, so it was just... sort of on decisions.
I thought you guys killed penalties pretty well tonight. Any other problems?
Yeah, I'm trying to find them, huh? You know, for me, at these games, especially a doubleheader where they're down there playing in our building, we're up here, I'm just trying to evaluate some guys because we got to make some decisions here in the next couple of days. We'll probably make our first moves on Wednesday. So as much as I really would like to win that hockey game, I still have to evaluate, and that's, you know, why we're here, and that's where we're giving guys opportunities to make our hockey club. So, you know, it was a tough game to judge people just because of all the injuries and the guys getting knocked out of the game. But in saying that, I got a pretty good feel on some of the new guys.
Your thoughts on Cody Bass? Thanks. Stepping up three times.
Yeah, that was, you know, I mean, that's, you know, very impressive. Obviously, he's trying hard to make this team, and he maybe thinks that's one way he has to do it. And, you know, his teammates were pretty appreciative. He jumped in every time for somebody, and you know, he took on some tough customers. So you know, he's his first game, and he's a real good impression in all the coaches and the management's management's heads.
What were your thoughts on the play of Mark Scheifele, who's obviously being tutored by Dale Hawerchuk and Barry?
Yeah, well, you know what? Obviously, we picked eighth this year. Winnipeg picked seventh, so he was a guy that was going to fall in around where we were. We ended up trading our pick away. But Scheifele was a guy that I talked to Dale a little bit about, and he spoke very high of him all year long. Our scouts were high on him, so he's a good kid. He's a good player. You know, obviously, it's the first game, and, you know, if you can keep that up, there's good things ahead of him.
Thank you very much. Welcome back to Winnipeg, too. See you later. Thank you.